Welcome to our second Sunday after Pentecost worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. June 6, 2021, this is Pastor Olana. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother, said Jesus. What is the will of God? That all people would come to the knowledge of the truth in Christ and be saved by His mercy. Faith is the will of God, and family is a fruit of this faith. A people united in Christ's death and resurrection by baptism. A house divided cannot stand. We know this to be true in earthly sense. But it's an eternal truth. We belong to the Lord not just in a part, but in a whole. God was even willing to own our sin to restore us from Satan and his dominion. What keeps us from this wonderful identity and this future is only this: our refusal of God's mercy and our rejection of His work to save us. The goal of God in all that He is doing is faith. For by this faith we are made one with Him and are united together as His family, the Church. May the Heavenly Father bless you this morning as you worship with us.
We are God's home. Please join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, keep a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we gather to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of our God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Jesus Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Now receive the absolution. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the perils of everlasting days, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
Almighty and eternal God, your Son Jesus triumphed over the prince of demons and freed us from the bondage of sin. Help us to stand firm against every assault of Satan, and enable us always to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this second Sunday of Pentecost is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 through 15. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten the trees of which I commanded you not eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to me with me, she gave me fruit of the tree I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and the dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and a woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is taken from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 13 through chapter 5, verse 1. "Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, 'I believed and I spoke,' we also believe and we also speak, knowing that he was raised, the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal way of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen and transient, but the things that are unseen and eternal. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 3rd chapter. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out and seized him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons, he cast out the demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds a strong man, and then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemous they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, he has unclean spirit. And his mother and his brother came, and standing outside, they sent him and called him. And the crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brother are outside seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we are here before you to listen to your word. We ask you to speak to us, to enlighten us, refresh us through your word by the help of your Holy Spirit. We ask you this in the name of your beloved Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My sermon for this morning is based on our Gospel reading, Mark chapter 3, verse 20 through 35. Set free to be a family of God in Christ Jesus. From our Gospel reading, we learn that our Lord Jesus Christ has defeated our enemy. He entered the strong man's house, Satan, disarmed him and plundered his goods. Therefore, when Satan uses our sins to accuse us or call us outsiders, we can command him to be silent in Christ Jesus. For they are no longer stranger, neither Jews nor Gentiles, nor slave or free, nor their male or female, but one family of God in Christ Jesus. From the beginning, God's very desire for humanity is to be a family. So he created them as a family on a sacred foundation of marriage and procreation, while having perfect fellowship and communion with him. But as we saw from our Old Testament reading, especially Genesis chapter 3, the devil disrupted this desire of God by alienating people from God and creating discord and subjecting humanity to rebel against God. Human beings who were once the family of God and lived in harmony with one another and with God did not only become merely a fearful and dysfunctional family by buying into the devil's lies, but a hostage of Satan itself. When they believed the falsehood of the devil, they ceased to be the sons and daughters of God and became a hostage under the dominion of the power of evil. Because of his eternal love and compassion for humanity, God, however, would not let the devil continue holding human beings a hostage. In fact, as a relational and loving God, he longed for companionship and truly suffered when his people, he created in his image, abandoned him to the devil's falsehood. So out of his desire and love in Jesus, God finally became the blood kinsman of human beings to save them by conquering the devil. Paul expressed this act of God this way: in him the world fullness of deity dwells bodily. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. In other words, Paul is saying Jesus has become one of our kind, and as we share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things. Satan's power lies in his falsehood, accusation, and pride. Because of his pride, Satan never understood the power of Jesus and his ways, which finally led to his defeat. Satan thought that killing Jesus, he would ultimately frustrate God's plan for humanity again. But the same plan he devised rendered him powerless and stopped him from the plundering of God's people. God's love and mercy that he demonstrated on the cross for humanity in Christ made Satan lose all his power over a human being. By paying our debt on the cross, Jesus snatched Satan's means of accusation right off his forked tongues and put him to shame. In Colossians, Paul says, Jesus erased the certificate of debt with his obligation that was against us and opposed to us. and has taken it away by nailing it on the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and disgraced them publicly. He trampled over them in him. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 through 15. Because of this work of Christ, which made the accuser powerless and replaced his accusation with forgiveness, hatred and violence with love and grace, we are freed from the hostage of devil and the principality of this world. Paul, when he explains these truths to the Galatians, he says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent this God sent the Spirit of his Son into our heart, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if the Son, then an heir through God." Galatians chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. In Jesus, all those who put their faith in this work of Christ are one family of God. We have been taken from Satan's family and brought back into the family of God, in which there is forgiveness and eternal life. That means we are all eternal brothers and sisters in Christ, whose destiny is the same and possess the same renewed image of God. We are all immortal members of the family of God, Jesus' brothers and sisters, beyond bloodlines, race, occupation, and social status. That means, contrary to the world we live in, as Christians, our identity is defined by what Christ has done for us and our participation in God's kingdom. The good news is that one is born to this family through a simple water baptism and sustained and empowered by the word and sacrament to behave as a family and the children of God in the word and deeds. Still, in many different ways, the God of this world still tries to frustrate us, the people of God, by creating discord and breaking up God's family. Using our sinful nature still tries to influence us to reject and resist the Holy Spirit testimony of Christ, so that we remain strangers without hope outside of God's family. As Paul says, however, we must be sober and vigilant and resist him firm in our faith, setting our eyes on Christ through the service of the word and sacrament. We must preserve in communion with one another in Christ while trying to live as one family and children of God in Christ, confident in him under the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us confess our confession in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
join me for the closing prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our audio podcast service for this Sunday. May the Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace. May God bestow